Okay, now we have the, let's move on to the basic certificate in labor studies. And anyway, here it says it's a four-class sequence.
Yeah, this is at the present time offered in Chicago, but we are hiring a new faculty member who will work in Champaign, and so the offerings in Champaign will probably expand soon. But at the moment, this program is offered in Chicago. It's a series of 4 6-week courses, non-credit, but lead to a certificate, and we're in the process of getting them assessed for credit if people want to apply them to credit for the degree program as well. Excuse me. And it's an introduction to labor law, introduction to bargaining, introduction to the American labor movement, and basic steward training are the four courses, and offer each one of them every year. And when people have taken, or in Spanish, and when people have taken all four of them, they get a certificate, and we do a little, we do a little graduation ceremony.
Yeah, this looks like a really good program for people that are interested in perhaps taking a more activist role. And actually,
yes.
When you have things like introduction to bargaining and labor law, possibly if you would be thinking of running for an office.
And a lot of people do. These are open entry classes. You do not have to be sent by your union. Some people are, and their fees are paid by their union. But a lot of people come on their own because they want to get more involved. They think there need to be some changes in their union, and they'd like, but they don't feel they have the tools to lead that effort. And so they want to get some more education. Plus, people meet people from all different unions, which is incredibly stimulating and helpful to people because people have generally faced similar problems in other contexts, and people learn a lot from that. Just the introductions in the first class are tremendous learning experiences for everybody.
Okay, well...
I should add that we're going to do we're starting an advanced certificate program next fall where people who want to go on, and we're just putting that together right now because we've had enough people go through this program that they're asking for it.
Oh, okay. What have they been asking for? I guess maybe what are you planning on offering in this expansion?
Well, it's still up in the air, exactly. But we will probably go further down. We'll probably do more in the way of exposing people to some strategic thinking for the labor movement, a little one step away from the basic nuts and bolts. Although we'll probably do some advanced bargaining, perhaps, and maybe a pre. Pre-arbitration class to follow up on the steward training.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
If any of your listeners have ideas or things that they would like to see taught that they would like to take, we're open to suggestions.
Oh, yeah. And, that's a really good idea, so keep that in mind. And also, too, I did see the job notice on there.
Right.
And anybody out there, I mean, if you're looking for somebody with a Ph.D.,
not necessarily. That's one possibility, but somebody with a master's or even just a bachelor's, if they have the appropriate experience, they're looking to hire the job either as a faculty level or as a professional staff labor specialist level. So the door is wide open for folks who feel like they're qualified for the job. Selection process has begun, but good applications are not going to get turned away.
Yeah, and this would be to help bring your services here in Champaign.
Absolutely. The job would be based in Champaign. Right now we're two staff members down from what we were, and this is filling one of those slots.
Wow, that'd be great, man. I would love for somebody to get that job and help bring us some more classes down here, because I think I'd like to take some myself.
One other thing I wanted to mention, if I might, is that we have a particular emphasis on women's programming, and partly because there's a fund that was established for women's labor education as a result of a leading woman activist and business agent dying in an accident, and some of her insurance money and money donated in her memory, Regina Polk established this fund, and then through the investments, through the you know, in the late 80s and through the 90s, stuff let up. So now there's quite a substantial fund that supports an annual women's labor leadership conference that's held every year that's, you know, for people throughout Illinois, and a number of other events that are specifically geared toward women's labor education to help women become, you know, so that, because right now women are a much higher percentage of union membership than they are of union leadership.
Yeah, right now, in fact, I'm looking at your update page.
Right.
And there's, that would be, and one of the things I had marked to look at was from May 11th to the 14th.
Yes.
The Regina V. Polk Women's Labor Leadership Conference.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
And it also says, too, there are scholarships available for that.
Through the, not only does the fund subsidize the conference, but they also provide enough scholarships so that the large majority of the people there are fully funded, except for transportation, for the conference. And so that makes it possible for a lot of folks who wouldn't be able to participate.
Yeah, and then from July 28th to the 31st, you have the Midwest School for Women's Workers at the University of Michigan, huh?
Right, and that's co-sponsored by the National Association for Labor Education and the AFL-CIO. And again, the Polk Fund has scholarships for people in the Midwest to go to that. And both of the information on this is available from our office in Chicago or from the office in Champaign.
Yeah, well, anyway, as long as I'm here on the what's called the CLEP update, which is the the Chicago Labor
right.
Education Program update.
Right.
I had a few things marked here. There's so many entries and dates that it would be tough on the listeners to go through too many. But the things that I have marked here are, it seems more of like events. Like January 22nd and February 4th, a workshop called This Poem is Union Made.
Right, basically focused on the idea of worker writers and workers becoming writers. And and also there's going to be a performance and reception element out of this, too. Part of the whole idea is that we've done, and there's another couple of events that have a cultural focus in that way, to try and give people the sense that part of labor education is workers realizing that they have broad potentials, and to help develop those potentials. That it's not only people with college educations and certified degrees that can do things like poetry and theater and song and all that. The workers have always done that kind of stuff, and we need to recover that tradition of working-class artists and working-class intellectuals.
Yeah, and there will be a fee for that. We can't mention fees on our program here, but there will be a fee for that. I just want to warn people.
Yeah, very nominal. But, and we're hoping, like I say, that when the new staff person comes on in Champaign, that we'll be able to do more of that sort of programming down in the Urbana-Champaign area, and also to spread ourselves around the state on an extension basis, much more than has been possible so far. Part of my role as a outreach person is not only to bring people in and tell people about the program, but find out from people what are the kinds of programming that they would find most useful as I go around the area and around the state, you know, trying to talk with folks about labor education and how it might be useful to them.
Okay.
The union.
Oh. And then I see here on February 2nd, this looks like a big one. It's on a Thursday night, and there will be Tom Balanoff, president of Service Employees International Union, Local Number 1. And he's going to talk about something that you touched on earlier, and that's the New Unity Partnership.
That's one of the groups of unions that have been proposing some changes in the AFL-CIO. And actually, the New Unity Partnership, as of 3 days ago, was just officially disbanded as a grouping.
Oh, yeah?
But what came out of that grouping has been a much broader discussion of, you know, possible changes in the AFL-CIO and a number of specific proposals. So I'm sure he's going to be talking about that whole process And the SEIU is one of the unions that has a specific proposal out there for how things should be changed.
Well, if you want to find out about that, I guess February 2nd would be a good time, and this would take place in Chicago.
We just recently moved in our Chicago office to a different office in the same building, which now has a large and very pleasant meeting room in it where we can conduct classes and events like this. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing more of this sort of thing now, is that we're trying to move toward actually not just being the offices of a labor education program, but a real labor center, real labor education center with resources and a meeting room and, you know, trying to be able to provide a much more rounded service to workers and their unions.
Yeah, I'd like to see every union local have a reading room. February 10th, National Labor College Current Issues and Labor Instructor Joe Berry. That's coming up. And also on February 18th is the beginning of the National Labor College Educational Planning Class, which I marked because that would be an important one for anybody thinking about getting into this
right. To
know about. We were talking about the women's things. On February 25th, you will have the Polk Women's Music and Theater event.
All right. This is one of a whole series of events and women's programming that have come out of the Polk Fund and out of the Polk conferences of women deciding that they'd like to do some more stuff together. Once people spend a week together at these conferences, it really kind of raises them to another level collectively. And so this is going to be one of a series of events that have taken place and are open, in fact, to all women, not just women who've gone to Polk-sponsored events before.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to tell our listeners that Kristen Lem will be performing, and I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with Sister Lem's work.
I'm glad to hear it.
And there will be a small charge for that. And then on March 19th, we'll begin the Ethics and Decision-Making class here in Champaign with Ed Hertenstein. So, anyway, I guess, we're getting pretty short on time here. Perhaps you could give us some contact information.
Well, the website is www.ilir.uiuc.edu/labor. And, oh, God, I got the Chicago number, and I don't have the Champaign number right in front of me.
Just a second here. I may have it. Go ahead and give the
Chicago number. Phone number is 312-996-2623.
Okay, and I'm frantically seeking a Champaign number here, but I think perhaps people can get the information they need off the website, including the Champaign number. Yeah, I'm sure about that. Well, anyway, Joe, it's been good talking to you.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I apologize for my hoarse voice.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. And anyway, I hope you keep reaching out and bringing this education to more people. And I really hope you get the people you need down here in Champaign, because I think I'd like to take some of these classes myself in the future. I just don't have really the time to do it in Chicago, but it sounds like a really good program.
One of the ways to make that happen is if listeners who are interested call the labor education program and inquire. The more inquiries we get, the easier it is to justify the programming.
Well, okay, folks, there you go right there. It's the classic free market thing. Create a demand, and they'll give you some supply.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, thanks for being with us, Joe, especially with your hoarse throat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.